and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column called I Love Travel, except for the travel part. But we're also going to talk about money and entitlement. The entitlement generation, in fact, is the subject of today's Dad Chat. You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu of glorious and varied options of things that we provide on the page. I hope you'll follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen, and you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. That's the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And if you'd like to get my weekly newsletter, stay in the loop and sign up on my homepage at BruceAllen.com. You'll get a weekly newsletter of things going on in our world or my world and nothing else. No spam, and you won't be put on any other list. Today we have a different lineup of guests. First, back from his world travels to all the financial capitals of the world, is Jim Scheinberg for Money Talks. And we have Dr. Jennifer Weberman for two segments of Therapy Wrap. But first, the news. Well, at least my news. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad, Sex, Sutton, and Acting. Now, if that doesn't intrigue you, I don't know what will. I also have a good announcement. We are approaching our 100 Because I Said So comics that have been beautifully illustrated by Michael Voog, who you hear commercials for during my show. And we are going to do a Kickstarter campaign to raise money to print a very special edition of the first 100 comic strips with how it's drawn, a little history of the strip, and more. And there will be extraordinarily interesting and different prizes you can get if you become part of our Kickstarter campaign, which will be launched probably in September. So stay tuned for more on that. Tonight, for those listening locally in Santa Barbara, we are talking about the entitlement generation on Dad Chat. We have a very special guest, Rachel Thompson, who was with us a couple months back. And it's a very big topic that I'm sort of surprised I haven't covered. Kids and adults feel entitled today more than I think ever before. And at least for the kids, I think in a way that's very destructive to their future success and happiness, given how difficult the economy is, how hard it is to find jobs, and yet the lack of ownership and entrepreneurship and initiative among many of our young people is severely hurting them, in my opinion. I see it in my own home, yet they see me doing a lot of entrepreneurial things, and I certainly did them a lot more than they did at their respective ages. Is this a symptom of our generation? Is it a symptom of baby boomers raising kids? I suggest it's probably a little bit of both. Is it also a symptom of what's going on in Washington? Without a doubt. So that will be the topic tonight at Dad Chat. But next week will be equally special because we have America's teacher with us, Angela Myers, for Back to School Night at Dad Chat. And we will be talking about all the issues about kids returning to school from primary school on up through college with the absolutely unbelievable You Matter girl herself, or woman herself, Angela Myers. She has been on Dad Chat at least two times, possibly three, and this will be a return appearance. And I call her my teach, and we have a very special relationship, all virtual. I've actually never spoken with her, and that's the amazing part of social media, which I tout often. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is Bruce Teaches Golf. Now, that is meant very tongue-in-cheek, since this novice golfer has yet to break 100. But I put together a very short video that I think is sort of fun, and I hope you will enjoy it. Now it is time, assuming my producer is ready, for a Dad's Point of View life lesson.
You got to act, send, to wait the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative, latch on.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Do not judge others. Let's be clear on that. Do not judge others. Empathy is a simple but very important word. How often do we pass a homeless person without a thought or a glance? Or hear a friend's problem and promptly forget about it? Until you really do as the song says and walk a mile in someone's shoes, you can't really know what he or she may be going through. Too often, we are too caught up in our own problems, big or small, to pay attention to someone else's problems, which I suggest are usually bigger than yours. A little reflection upon someone else is a good thing to do now and then, It feeds the soul. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Welcome back. Yes, don't judge others. That's a good thing to try and emulate. We only have a minute left for this segment since I want to give you time with Jim Sheinberg. But I love travel, except for the travel part refers to the fact that flying has become a total pain in the you-know-what. And I really enjoy once I get somewhere, but the process is not fun. And in my lifetime, it has changed so significantly. And that is what the column is about, and that's what we'll be talking about a little bit. Jim, who is my next guest, does a lot of travel, so maybe he actually has some tips on that, though I really want to get more of his financial tips. So stay tuned. After these messages, we will be back for Money Talks with Jim Sheinberg.